This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Tuesday at 3. Like it or not, we love it. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour Tuesdays with Elliot. It's brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming for your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. And by the way, you don't want to let that, you can't let that go. You have the crack in the foundation or the crawl space.
Then it would terrify me.
Wow, dude. Because then you go to sell the house.
Yep.
And they do the inspection of the house and they're like, hey, you got a crack in your foundation. It's a nightmare.
It would be very bad.
Yeah. So you got to take care of it. Anyway, Elliot, before we get to the Eagles, your thoughts on the, if you haven't heard, let me just tell everyone.
Okay. I think about me.
No. You've obviously heard. The Shams reported today that the Sixers had a meeting last night after their 75th loss in a row by 100 points. And Kyle Lowry wanted the meeting in which the players all held each other accountable, including the coaches. But the big headline out of it was Tyrese Maxey told Joel Embiid that being late to, quote, everything is bad for the team. It has a bad effect on the team. And the note was that Embiid, they're good friends. Embiid received it well, so on and so forth. Your thoughts on
it? First, who would have thought a month ago the Eagles would be the one with no drama and the Sixers would be the one just completely imploding?
Yeah, like, and the Sixers, the one with the leader, they can't, you know.
Has a team ever gone from a legit title contender to potentially in trouble for years like this quickly? I mean, it's wild how fast it changed. But, you know, like you feel this more than me, obviously, because you're Mr. Sixer, everything you've done with the pod over the past few years. But like I do sympathize with what you were saying on the open because, I mean, I was on the air, you know, 4 months ago on Debate There or whatever it was, saying the Sixers are going to be title contenders this year and you should believe in them and Joel should get a banner for his MVP and they've accomplished so much. And so when Joel wasn't able to play these first few games of the season, I wasn't mad at Joel. Like his he can't control his body to an extent. If his knee is no good, his knee is no good, and that's what I believe is happening. I think unfortunately Joel is just cooked. That's my opinion of it. But to hear the report today that he's showing up late to things and that, you know, like the team has to talk to or Tyrese, and I'm sure it's not only Tyrese, I'm sure other people have said things about like giving effort and trying. It just makes everything that I've hated hear people say for years, like, correct. Like, I think of all the Sixers haters over the years. I'm like, oh, you're just a hater. You're wrong. Uh-huh. Da, da, da. Uh-huh. And now I look at him, I'm like, I don't know if you were completely right, but you certainly feel right today. So I think it's discouraging that he can't show up on time for things. My guess is, and this is just a faraway psychoanalysis of it, I think he's probably not in a good place because his knee's not in a good place. I'm sure it's very hard for Joel to deal with the fact that his knee is not responding the way he wants it to respond. I mean, he had that surgery, what, 8-9 months ago at this point?
Or yes.
No? Yeah, right?
Well, 6 months.
Roughly. Like, it's been a while, right?
Yes.
And so I'm sure it's hard for Joel to not be able to physically be the player he once was. So maybe that's why he's showing up late. Maybe it's hard for him. But regardless, it's just it's upsetting to read.
Both things can be true. I think the push of Marcus Hayes was indicative to me of what you're saying, that he mentally is not dealing with the pressure around him, along with maybe whatever's going on with his body. That can be true. I agree with you. But And even the past lateness, and I know people will disagree with me on that, I just sort of throw my hands up and go, okay, whatever. He was the best player on the team. It happens in the NBA. I don't care.
I agree with that.
It is this year. Like this year, you can't say everything's different this year and have it be not just the same, but worse. And put everyone in the position to believe that the reason that you're not playing is because you are going to be in the very best condition that you can be, and you're not even showing up on time.
Well,
and I agree with what you said, but he does bear the responsibility
100%.
Of taking the $50 million and the adulation and the big cheers when he gets introduced and all of those things. There is a responsibility that comes with that, that he is shirking. And if he is in that place, then he shouldn't be playing anymore. Then don't show up. Don't wear the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the money. Say, you know what? I gave it my all. My body failed me. I can't do it. But as long as you keep putting on the jersey, keep cashing the checks, keep telling people to cheer for you, keep telling people to stay on that side, all that kind of stuff, then you are responsible for what you can control. He can't control his knee, but he can control showing up on time. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree with all that. I was just trying to, like, I don't believe Joel doesn't care. Maybe he's not in a good place right now. I don't think he's sitting at home and being like, oh, practice in 40 minutes, who cares? Like, I do believe he cares. I just think his knee is so cooked that it's hard to deal with right now. But the other part of this, that's a big part of it for me, is I can't think about the Joel situation and the Sixer situation without thinking about the contract. It just looms over my head. Maybe I shouldn't. Who cares? Like, but the fact that they are locked into this guy in a league where it is like the toughest cap of all the major sports, and they're locked into him for 5 years now, or like four and an option, whatever it is, it puts a dark cloud over all of this. Because look, maybe they get it together this year. Maybe they win a round in the playoffs. Like, who knows? But they're certainly not going to be very good next year, right? Like they are locked into what might be two of the worst contracts in the NBA, and it's just startling to me how quickly it's changed.
Yeah, see, I'm getting a little bit of a worse feeling here, and here's why. This doesn't feel like something that's new.
I agree.
This feels like there is a pattern there, a longer history there, and for an organization who has basically catered to Joel Embiid and let him dictate a lot of things, including what type of information is put out there about his health, making the coach at times looks like he don't know what the hell he's talking about, mixed messaging, things of that nature.
Fines.
The team getting fined. Like, there, it says something to me that this got greenlit to put out there to the public for us to be on radio. They know how this city is. They know this news is going to take over this city for the next 48 hours. And this is their star player who they have protected his entire career. Seems like they've taken the protection away. And they sort of want it. They almost want him to catch a little bit of this.
It's a Hail Mary.
Yes.
It's a Hail Mary.
Yes.
It's everything else isn't working. Let's try this.
Let's
go down the path of maybe, you know, the team wants us out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would too if I were them. You just gave this huge extension. You let him play in the Olympics to extend. I know it's mostly his choice, but they certainly have, like, defended it, said the benefits.
Oh, they could have shut it down if they wanted to.
They let him go play that, and who knows how much that impacted the beginning of the season, but it certainly has not helped. Like, all the Olympics maybe turning him into a new guy thing certainly hasn't helped. So if I was the Sixers, I would be really upset about this. If, and it seems it's the case, they feel he's not coming to things on time, trying hard, showing up, all those things, like, I would be livid if I were them.
And they just gave him an extension.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the scariest part to me, is what's the out here? Like, Joel doesn't have trade value right now. Like, what is Paul George's value?
First of all, Paul George, you could trade Paul George to the Warriors tomorrow. They would take him. It would be no problem. Paul George is fine. Paul George looks fine physically. He's playing like Paul George. He's fine. Put that to aside for a second.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that.
I don't think there's any question on Paul George. And the Embiid thing is right now, right this second, if they try to trade him. But if he comes out and plays well, you know, trust me, there is a team. You might not get much back for him, but there is a team in the NBA. There's guys like him are so hard to come by.
I say that after the season.
Here's my worry, though. And I know when people say this, they normally don't hope it, but I truly do hope I'm wrong. I just don't think he's going to look good this season. I think physically, it's just over.
Whatever,
I mean, he's played three games. They're 0-3. And he's looked mostly bad for the three games. So you're right. Maybe a month from now, he's playing well. He gets value. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think any team trading for him is going to look at him and go, we have 4 years left on a guy that is, at the very least, like close to his physical floor.
I think there's a 50% chance that happens, and there's a 50% chance he looks like Embiid in 3 weeks.
I think there's maybe a 10% chance he looks like Embiid. Maybe he does it for a game, but then two games he won't, and then...
If he hadn't looked this exact way after he came back from every injury, I would agree with you, but he does. He looks bad.
But the difference to me is, like, yes, after the first injury, okay, and then it was the second one, and then it gets worse and worse.
Yes.
So, like, trying to rebound back is harder and harder every time.
Sure. 215-592-9494, Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Well, there's definitely a 0% chance that Noah Vonleh is going to be better than Embiid.
Wow. That is true. Wow, that's a throwback one, Reese. Yes.
You're right.
That is true.
But and other news, before I start on my Embiid comment, can I share my parlay with you guys that I put in real
quick? Did it hit?
No. I put Saquon Barkley, MVP.
Okay.
Travis Hunter, Hosmer Trophy, and McCain Rookie of the Year.
So what'd you get? About plus
$50. I just did it the other night, $50 and $37,000. So that's free money for y'all if y'all want to take that bet too.
Well, I was going to say, how about you win, you take us all out to dinner?
I'll settle for that.
Okay.
Now I'm a big Embiid fan, and today is the day that I have to be honest. I'm doubling down. Embiid is going to bring us the championship, and this city needs to relax. It's bad enough
to
win one with Jalen Hurts. So we got only one hope to win a title in
Bryce Harper,
and that's Joel Embiid. So I feel like the city should do him a favor the next home game. How about give him a standing ovation?
I like it, Reese. Jack, you going to lead that one?
Yeah, Jack, what do you think?
No.
Well, Jack didn't do the last one.
They gave
nothing to do with it.
Ovation, and he didn't do nothing for the city compared to Embiid winning an MVP and
I would say this, Reese.
How about change it up?
While I don't think it's likely, they play another road game before they're home, right? Are they home again on Friday, I think? Mm-hmm. Or
They're in Memphis next,
they're
right?
In Memphis Wednesday. If he goes out and kicks ass in Memphis, I think he will get a big ovation next time he's here. Which, by the way, says a lot for...
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The way that fans want to believe. Now, if he stinks on Wednesday or doesn't play, he'll get killed. But but if he looks good on Wednesday, I don't think it's impossible.
I think a difference.
Can I say one more thing to you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Is the franchise kind of put Maxey in a funny spot. Bad enough, he's expendable now because of McCain, but he better hope he ain't on Embiid bad side, or he'd be going by the trade deadline.
Let me tell you something. Thank you for the call, Reese. They ain't trading Maxey because he made Joel Embiid mad.
I think those days are done of like Joel's feeling dictating things.
100%.
Well, this is the first clear sign of that.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the first clear sign of that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I ask you a quick Eagles question?
I actually have an Eagles Sixers tie-in.
By the way, I want to throw something at Reese.
Okay.
While you threw a shot at Jalen and the Eagles. You think I didn't hear that? Yeah. Jalen and the Eagles got a better chance to win a championship in this city before any team does.
Without question. And actually, what I was going to say to the Reese thing about the standing ovation and the cheering, I think the difference between the Trey Turner thing and the Embiid thing is what the report was is that Embiid is not trying, essentially.
Yes.
That is like the cardinal sin in this city.
Yeah.
If the report was, guess what, Embiid's like cooked physically, his knee's worse, like, I think people would be sad, but I don't think people would be mad. People are mad at Joel for this.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. And there is a portion.
They should be.
Yes, there is a portion of fans who will celebrate whatever failure he has.
100%.
Injury or whatever.
Yeah.
But most fans in Philadelphia would be sympathetic. You would get people calling, you get a lot of "see, I told you so" with him being hurt. But ultimately, late for everything, not trying hard is the number one thing.
And to tie this into the Eagles, like, I think the frustrating thing with Joel is whether it's his fault, not his fault, however you want to blame, like to your point about years of people saying he's late, whatever. It just feels like Joel could have accomplished more. Like, Joel is one of the best players we'll ever see suit up for the Sixers, if not the most talented player that'll ever do it. And just the fact that, like, injuries held him back. And who knows, maybe all the stuff over the year about the effort is true, and he hasn't really, like, given it his all. That, what I think, is so frustrating about Joel. Now, because I see everything through an Eagles lens, my other thought was, say what you will about Jalen, I don't think you'd ever read this article about Jalen. Like, maybe Jalen needs to be more open to his teammates, and I'm not saying there aren't things Jalen can work on, but you'll never hear Jalen showing up late for things, not working hard, right? And so Jalen, on one hand, I think has achieved more than his like natural ability would allow him to. And I think Joel has not achieved everything
he
could.
Who's been saying this for years?
Look, I always ultimately find out you're right. Just takes time.
Thank you.
But I think that's like the difference. Like, Jalen is not as good as Joel. But you know what? Jalen is going to squeeze every ounce of whatever he can get out of that. And today's article just makes you feel like Joel did.
Now you want to be a
hater. I mean, would you just...
Take
the worm out.
What do you want to disagree with there? It's true.
He's trying so hard. He's at GMA this morning.
Yeah.
He's so
working
what?
Hard.
It's better than having an ESPN article come out about you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so let me ask you this. The Eagles, and we'll get back to the Joel thing in a moment, but I do, you know, we have a good team here. Might as well mention the good team.
Right. Now, the Eagles are like, you know what? Just keep that thing going.
Yeah. So the Eagles have found their identity as a running team. Their offense has been...
As I've said.
Yeah, as you've said.
Yeah.
So I look back. So the Eagles, I know people don't know, you know what DVOA is.
I knew you were cooking something up when I saw this tweet today.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so... The Eagles are 15th in the league in passing DVOA. For anyone listening, basically it's a stat about how good you are, but it corrects for opponents.
Correct.
It corrects for situation. It's generally a good, reliable stat, right?
Bunch of nerds.
It's essentially a power ranking of how good you are compared to the rest of the league.
Yeah. Yep. So they are 15th in the league in passing DVOA this year. So in the last, since 2014, there's only been one team who hasn't been top eight in the league in passing DVOA to win the Super Bowl. It was the 2015 Broncos, who were 25th and had a pretty legendary defense to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So question being, they have found this identity here now that is successful here, but can they win accomplish the ultimate goal, having the passing game being the way that it is?
So I view it maybe a little differently than you. I think your concern about it is correct, but I view it more as a multi-year thing than like a this year thing. I think at 8-2, with the way Saquon's playing, the way they're running the ball, how good the defense is, it'll come down to two games. They'll probably win their first playoff game, and then from there, you just see if Jalen can make enough throws from there on out in the spots to if they win it. I think the concern that you bring up that is a fair one is how long can they win like this, right? Like, will next year... And this is why I've
especially if Saquon's not Saquon next year.
Well, and this is why I've gotten to the point where, and Ike knows I rarely say this because we have debated this for years.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, I think anything but a Super Bowl for me this year, I can't view it as a positive.
Look
like,
at you not lowering the expectations.
Well, no. Like,
well, I think that's fair, though. I think it's fair, especially if, because I was going to bring up the Saquon thing. If we're just throwing caution to the wind with Saquon this year and running and him touching the ball 25 or 30 times because we realize there's not another way we can do it, you better get to the Super Bowl this year, because the chances, just looking historically, and I don't want to bet against Saquon because he's a great player, takes care
of
his
body.
But the reality is, when you touch the ball as much as he touches it, and if they play two playoff games, he ends up at 400 touches this year. Mm-hmm. The outlook for Saquon being productive next year in a way that we're used to is unlikely.
Like, when they didn't win the Super Bowl in 2022, I said before the game, it would be okay if they lost it, right? Like, it was an awesome season. The future looked bright with Jalen and Nick. And I think you could probably end the year and feel that way as well. But we've already done the whole, they're on the rise, here we go thing in 2022. And we saw in 2023 that sustaining success is really hard. And to bring the Sixers back up, you only get so many swings at this thing with the core, right? Like, and so if they finish how we think they should finish, where they're probably a top two seed, maybe they get the one seed, maybe they're the two seed, they go to Detroit, they lose a close game. Like, sure, I could sit here and go, you know what? They won a bunch of games. Nick looks like he's a good coach. Like, but I can't get down anymore with the, like, no, the future is bright. Like, sooner or later, you got to capitalize on this thing. And I think they have the team to do it this year. So I think it's Super Bowl or bust. And as you know, like, I don't normally say that.
Yeah, and I hear you. And I don't want to be the dude that's like, oh, they don't have to win the Super Bowl this year, even though I've already said that once. Or twice
that's
already.
That's me, it feels like.
But as the games go on,
but you know, I understand the idea of wanting to get it done this year. And the Saquon thing does matter. It does make sense. He's a special talent. You want to see if you can get it done. But here's the only pushback I'll give you. This is a sport where it's not applicable. It's not. Just like they went and got Saquon when we didn't envision that a year ago, they can go out and do other things. AJ is young. Devontae is young. Jalen is young. Our entire offensive line outside of Lane Johnson is young. Our entire defense is young.
I agree with all
our
that.
Our window isn't closing for the football team. And Jalen, provided we keep Kellen Moore here, should be even better in Kellen's offense as we continue to move forward. So I don't believe the window is closing for the Eagles. A new window has actually opened for the Eagles with the way this defense is playing. This defense is going to keep you in games every year, and the Eagles have already locked up the offensive talent. Mm. We're not looking for a star wide receiver. Like, we're not doing that. We got that. We got an offensive line already. This is what teams that they can't get over the hump have to do. We got to go out and find a tackle. Remember the years that Dallas, you know, they had to find a defense. Didn't take advantage of it. They let Zeke go. Didn't have a running game. Didn't take advantage of it. You know, teams can get by in some areas, but with the Eagles, I like the fact we got an aggressive GM who's going to always look to improve areas that we're weak in. I'm not saying it makes it okay if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, because I believe they have a good opportunity. And I think circumstances also play into it.
Yeah.
This is a good year to go get the Super Bowl.
It's really just Detroit.
Yeah, this is a good year to really go. And even the AFC doesn't look as strong as it did. Kansas City looks vulnerable. They just lost to Buffalo. Baltimore is leaking a little bit of oil. They're already 7-4.
Buffalo's good, but they don't seem unbeatable.
So, right. So it's a good year for that. And Jalen is only 26 years old.
So I think everything you said is true. Almost every year with the Eagles, you go into it, and not just being optimistic, but just the truth. Like, most years you go into it, the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders. So you're right. I think it's not like we'll go into next year and go, well, that was it. When they lost the Super Bowl in 2022, you could feel like, okay, they're building something, they're going up. This year, I guess you could look and go, they recovered from 2023. We know that it's not, like, you could spin that, but they've been to the Super Bowl. They've won the NFC Championship game. It doesn't mean it's not a great accomplishment. Like, it is. It's very hard to do. But I just think if they don't win it this year, it'll feel like a blown opportunity. And I don't think it felt like that in 2022 because they overachieved in 2020.
I think that feeling, I agree with how
it felt like
feel.
That to me.
Oh, that we missed an opportunity.
Yes.
Because of the game or because of the team?
Because of the team. Okay. It was a one-year wonder team. That defense was a one-year wonder. That was a collection of free agents that they brought in, some older.
Yeah, and the path they got.
Yeah, so I was like, man, we kind of missed our opportunity there to win one. We saw it fall back last year. I just look at this team and I'm like, man, Howie actually put together a pretty damn good defense, and they're all young. Like, 8 of those guys are on their rookie contracts.
Right.
I just, so to me,
that's a lot of players to have under rookie contracts when you're, and you're still going to have the ability to add more guys each year.
So I agree that the team in 2022's future wasn't as bright as this team's because of the youth. But to me, the Super Bowl loss felt like the loss to the Rams in the championship game, where it was like, okay, here we go. This is the beginning of something. This would feel more like, oh man, they didn't do it again. You know, like you, like, and then you go into next year with the pressure of it. So that's where I'm at with it.
Believe me, 4 title game losses.
Yeah. It's a great accomplishment getting the straight four straight. As someone that defended the Sixers for all those years, trust me, you won't hear me ripping that. Yeah.
By the way, I'll give the responses next. A bit of a change in the Twitter poll response that we asked earlier. Are you out on Joel Embiid? And we've had a change in the voting. That's all I'm saying from earlier on. All right, Elliot continues with us. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4 o'clock as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.